Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas, and I welcome you to day 26 of the series of Lenten readings and meditations that I've so enjoyed preparing for you. Today's words are by Father Henry Nouwen, and they address loneliness. It is the most basic human loneliness that threatens us and is so hard to face. Too often we will do everything possible to avoid the confrontation with the experience of being alone, and sometimes we are able to create the most ingenious devices to prevent ourselves from being reminded of this condition. Our culture has become most sophisticated in the avoidance of pain, not only our physical pain, but our emotional and mental pain as well. We not only bury our dead as if they were still alive, but we also bury our pains as if they were not really there. We have become so used to this state of anesthesia that we panic when there is nothing or nobody left to distract us, when we have no project to finish, no friend to visit, no book to read, no television to watch, or no record to play. And when we are left all alone by ourselves, we are brought so close to the revelation of our basic human aloneness and are so afraid of experiencing an all-pervasive sense of loneliness that we will do anything to get busy again and continue the game that makes us believe that everything is fine after all. Whenever you feel lonely, you must try to find the source of this feeling. You are inclined either to run away from your loneliness or to dwell in it. When you run away from it, your loneliness does not really diminish. You simply force it out of your mind temporarily. When you start dwelling in it, your feelings only become stronger and you slip into depression. The spiritual task is not to escape your loneliness, not to let yourself drown in it, but to find its source. This is not so easy to do, but when you can somehow identify the place from which these feelings emerge, they will lose some of their power over you. This identification is not an intellectual task, it is a task of the heart. With your heart you must search for that place without fear. This is an important search, because it leads you to discern something good about yourself. The pain of your loneliness may be rooted in your deepest vocation. You might find that your loneliness is linked to your call to live completely for God. Thus, your loneliness may be revealed to you as the other side of your unique gift. Once you can experience in your innermost being the truth of this, you may find your loneliness not only tolerable, but even fruitful. What seemed primarily painful may then become a feeling that, though painful, opens for you the way to an even deeper knowledge of God's love. Father Henry Nouwen, 1932-1996, was a Dutch Catholic priest, professor, writer, and theologian. His interests were rooted primarily in psychology, pastoral ministry, spirituality, social justice, and community. He is the author of more than 30 books, among them The Wounded Healer, Compassion, and With Open Hands. He has taught at the University of Notre Dame, Yale, and Harvard. In 1986, he became the pastor of the Eich Daybreak in Toronto, where he shared his life with people with mental disabilities. I hope these words give you comfort and keep you company. Thank you.